it is specific and explicit and deliberate that they're going to be responding to that issue on that day. And that first on the agenda, when they speak, they're going to address that issue, and then we deal with the issue of the annual report. Because we've seen this happen many times, Chair. When we ask entities, they say they'll send written responses, which has never happened. Ever since I've been part of this committee, that has never happened. So I don't think that there's going to be a miracle here where, you know, so we have to act in ways that we sort of prevent that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mapena. I think you have summed it up nicely. Valerie, let's just indicate to AXA that they will also request them to fully prepare for this other matter that has been raised by the Honorable Member. Members, with that having said, can we move for the adoption of the program?
You've asked me to remind you of a few things in the meeting when we discussed earlier when we get to the program.
Yeah, or the issue of a letter from the organization called Sabrata.
Yes, Chair, and also the matter of how the Railway Safety Bill public hearings is included in the program. If Alma, if you can highlight it, those are the yellow ones, over weekend, so that it kicks off in November 22, and then it will run towards the end of March 2023. So I've indicated to Chair these hearings are scheduled on weekends, and it will have to be slotted into the actual program of the committee so that members are aware of the impact of the weekend hearings on the program of the committee, and when those dates are, because we have to reflect it to House Chair as well when this program is submitted. So those are included in terms of the dates that was agreed to, of the towns that were agreed to by members in an earlier meeting. So those are the dates running towards, oh, sorry, I wrote 29, 23, because I think it will be that long, Chair. it will run towards the end of March, and the dates may change based on Parliament's program. I've indicated to Chair towards the end of a term, Parliament would normally slot a plenary on a Friday morning, so that might affect the dates. Thank you, Chair.
I think, Valerie, all members will agree with this. This is what we all wanted. Are we able to beam the letter quickly from Sabrata?
Okay, let me just see if I can forward it to Advocate Nell if she doesn't have that copy that I previously sent. Chair, it seems my email is down.
Yeah, I think so, because I did not also have the copy that I said. There you are. There you are. Sabrata, Section 41 of 2009 of the National Transport Land Act. Dear Honorable Museveni Zwane, the South African Based Rapid Transport Association is a bus rapid transport, BRT association, and independent national body, solely protect BRT operators, allied organizations and commuters by representation and support to ensure the planning and sustainability of BRTs in the transport industry whilst meeting government's policy and strategic objectives. Sabata, together with Santaco and NTA, hereby seeks an audience with your committee to discuss the implementation and the impact of Section 41 of the NLTA. Herewith attached, please find the presentation on the matters that are concerning. We are available at your earliest convenience. We would like to thank you in advance and wait to hear from you soonest. Yours sincerely, Andile Peters. Valerie, have these people talked to the department already?
Yes, Chair, Mr. Peter, I've asked yesterday, and he indicated that there's been 5 attempts to meet with the minister, and those meetings haven't taken place yet. So that was it, Chair.
Thank you, Valerie. Members, maybe we should also slot these people in just to listen to them. Let me hear any views. If you are all in agreement, we'll then slot them in and at a convenient date and communicate that to them. Let me hear Honorable McDonald and Ubaba Ulisawawa Mangu in that order.
Chairperson, wanted to just remember, OXA, there's 2 issues on OXA, it's not just the 1 issue, but otherwise, I'm happy with the adoption of the program, our 4th quarter program, and looking forward to the hard work. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Mann. Honorable Mangu has a bit of a challenge. I don't know. Can you unmute yourself, sir?
I have not switched on. I really lost most of the meeting. My network is very unstable. But on this Sabrata people, do we know who they are? Do we know who affiliates to them? That would assist so that we don't see people at the exclusion of others. Thank you, Chair. Other than that, I don't have a problem meeting them.
Other than what the letter is saying, maybe let's Valerie check if there's anything outside the letter, but I think the letter is Honorable Mangu, as you say. Let's send members the letter, Valerie, because I think the letter is indicating who these people are.
Meeting them.
Otherwise, I hear Honorable Mangu saying he also moves for the adoption of. What the letter is saying, fourth quarter. Let's Valerie check if there's anything outside the letter. Mangu, I think the letter is Honorable Mangu, as you say. Let's send members the letter, Valerie. Jambas, I think the letter is indicating who these people are. I think otherwise I hear Honorable Mangu saying he also we are for the adoption of.
Thank you, Chair. It looks like it's representative. So as I said at the end, I wouldn't have a problem in us seeing that.
All right.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So the program is, Honorable Chris Wensinger?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, as I understand, there's a particular request to see the committee with regards to the NLTA Section 41. And this is the legislation which has now been approved by Parliament to then proceed for final sign-off by the President. Mm-hmm. I don't see what particular intervention a consultation with us could now be of benefit to the entity that wants to see us. Wouldn't it be better then to refer them to the office of the President? Because if intervention is sought to then have a late consultancy or a late input on Section 41 that deals with contracting authority, because, you know, if it wasn't as specific as a mention of Section 41 in the NLTA, but a matter of the general issue around bus services, as I see, you know, public transport, we might find ourselves in a particular dilemma at the end of such an engagement, that we have now received particular information pertaining to a piece of legislation which in practical terms is out of our hands, which might cause a precedent, you know, for future engagements, and the presenters might leave with a huge disappointment. So if it is about just seeing them and offering them the opportunity as they requested to see us, I don't have a problem in principle. But the invitation to allow them must be clear at which stage of processing and procedure the NLTA in its current form is. It must be clearly stated that it is beyond the point of our intervention to change anything which they might have a particular concern on, and that it is now with the office of the President in its final stages of being signed off or not, but that it specifically is out of our hands. I think we must just be upfront with that to avoid any disappointment after their submissions to us. Thank you, Chair.
I think that is in order, honourable members. Unless there is a different view, let's write to them and indicate how far is the process. So that, in fact, I hear what you are saying, honourable Hunsinger. If it's about Section 41, they must know that process is. Has already gone beyond this portfolio committee, and there's nothing that we can do about it. And I think that may actually then diminish their interest in meeting us. Let's explain them to them first, and hear what they say. I think let's take it that way. Thank you, Honorable Hunsinger, for that. So can we quickly move to the annual committee report for 2021-22? Let me just check.
Honorable Chair.
Yes, sir.
I'm sometimes behind because of the network. I'm trying to check because I was listening to Honorable Singer in your summary. Are we now saying we are going to refer them back to what Honorable Singer suggests, or we are going to meet them?
We are saying in principle we don't have a problem in meeting them. But we must upfront indicate to them that this Section 41, they want to meet us about we can no longer do anything about it because the process has gone beyond us as a committee, and we'll await a response from them, Honorable Keta Mabala. That's what you are saying.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Chairperson, I raised my hand.
I can see your hand getting up now. Yes, Honorable Mato.
Thank you very much. I raised before Honorable Keta Mabala spoke. Chairperson, I was listening to the discussions and the decision that the committee is taking. I'm not against the decision, but my view is that is it possible that we write to them but indicate that we can meet them? We can meet them but indicate to them that because the process, we have dealt with the process, it's not, we can't reverse anything from the process because it's far, but we can meet them because it's all the it's NLT and also Santago that
Honorable Ramato, you are saying exactly what we have said, my honorable man. That's exactly what we are saying.
Okay.
Yeah, what you are saying is exactly how we are summarizing it.
Okay. Maybe it's because I'm on and off. I couldn't follow what was said.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you. We are saying exactly what you are saying. The annual report for the committee 2021-2022, can we quickly deal with it?
Yes, Chair, I'll quickly, if Valerie wants me to run through it, I can quickly run through it.
Yes, you can do that. Advocate Nell, just one thing, Chair, as I've indicated. These reports are not formally considered for publication, but in order to make it easier for the committee to draft the legacy report, we compile all the issues that the committee dealt with in a particular year, including the highlights, the challenges, and those admin issues, how many meetings the committee had, how many bills it processed, so that at the end of, in March 2024, it will be easy for the committee to compile the legacy report, because this information would have already been drafted, so that it is accessible to members for the build-up of that final report. That's from me, Advocate Now.
Thank you, Chair. Chair Wilson, we just thought the annual report with a bit of a summary of highlights and challenges experienced by the committee. Again, just indicated that COVID-19 still had some impact on the transport sector. Indicate that there was also an impact on certain provinces due to the riots. Then, because it's oversight of impact on the committee work as well as impact on our sector. Then it just indicated we still continued our work through virtual meetings. We were able to complete our own strategic planning and annual performance planning and our work through the budget reports as well as the strat plan and annual plan reports. We've conducted oversight reports, our quarterly expenditure reports. Our reports linked to legislation, we've had public hearings on bills, and we've also been able to complete our BRRR. We indicate some of our joint meetings that we were able to have. And then we indicate which administrative targets we were not able to meet. That is our planned bi-weekly meetings, and then also the suggested capacity building of members through greater attendance of transport conference, seminars, and study tours. Then a reflection on the committee program. Members will see this is just the program that we've completed again and adopted this year. That is the same program that we have in our APP and our strat plan. Yes. So, and we also indicate the work that was done by the subcommittee during the year. And we've done, in terms of administration in the committee, we've able to adopt all our minutes on time, which is also why our meetings, like today's meeting, is important, so that we can adopt those last few reports and minutes. We've already gone through most of the reports. This is the last one for the day. Then we just indicate the focus areas that we had during the year. Again, that was taken from our strat plan and our APP. And we insert it here to our annual report. Because some of those aspects, if we do not finish it during the committee's term, it'll go in the legacy report for focus in the next parliamentary term. Key areas of future work. Again, we've still looked at achieving safety for the transport modes, reducing the impact of COVID on these modes, constant monitoring of the department's performance. Then the principal focus again was on safety and getting the economy back as soon as possible after the COVID lockdown impacts and some of the impact that this has also had on on-site oversight visits. Then there was the need to enhance public participation in legislation, which saw quite a few of our bills being advertised for second round. The example there was the Railway Safety Bill, which at first we didn't have a lot of input on, and then we did another a second advertising on that one, extended the call there. Then we indicate all our administrative work that we were able to do along with the joint committee meetings, processing of our legislation. This week we've made great strides in getting quite a few, the past 2 weeks, getting quite a few of our bills that were revived out. But still, this is the report focusing on last year's performance. And there is ongoing need to monitor international treaties and conventions. That is standard for all committees. And then we will also seek to continue resolutions for public transport subsidies, reconfiguration of the public transport portfolio. That is with reference to, for example, PRASA and Transnet. We still have the concerns on scholar transport. We saw that with the recent incidents. And then we still have concerns with the tax recapitalization program. The CBRTA, Kingdom of Lesotho Free State Impost, we do note that there was some progress on that, but we will see what the CBRTA indicates in the annual report this year again. There's still some poor management at some of the entities. We see that with outstanding annual reports and some of the findings by the AGSA. A reduction of the department and entity vacancies. The vacancy rate continues to be a concern, and then again, and still the GFIP impasse. We are still waiting for that final indication from Cabinet on the way forward for GFIP. We indicate the key challenges that the committee or the administration of the committee has experienced. Again, the parliamentary program impacting and causing weekly changes to our program as well. Limited number of committee slots for our committee. Late submission of documents from the department and some of the entities, access interruptions to internet for the virtual meetings, as well as impact of load shedding on this, our meetings, access to research databases. Parliament is working on that, but that is sometimes difficult if the server is down for our research section and myself to access these. And then again, we had in 2021 the local government election year, which also impacted on our program. In terms of the recommendations, that our administration of the committee, the secretary, continues to perform well, but that we also need to make sure that our joint meetings are increased. And then the channel of communication between the department and the committee can also improve to ensure that they submit their documents on time or early enough. Parliament should endeavor to release more meeting slots for the committee if possible. Our oversight week should be communicated early enough to allow for better planning, because we do sometimes get that in the program, but then in the next week the Parliament program will change and that will be the oversight will be removed again. And then on the Parliament communication services, that they must ensure that all alternative publication and broadcasting mediums are given due consideration for publishing, especially our calls for legislation comments. So you will see here just the introduction then. After the overview, this is the work that the committee does. It's the focus of the department and the department's programs, and it just lists the department's entities and the roles of the entities. The functions of the committee remains the same. Our method of work remains the same. The purpose of the reports, also as Valerie indicated, it just gives a highlight of the performance for the year, and it does feed into our legacy report. And then we have all our key statistics. She will see the number of meetings that were held for each of the terms, the subcommittee meetings, legislation progress during the specific year under review, oversight trips, study tours, international agreements process, that is all our conventions and protocols, statutory appointments process. We currently don't do any of those. If our new proposed legislation goes through, we will have some of that in the next parliamentary term, I'm sure. Interventions process, we've not received any interventions during the year. We've had one petition. Other referrals from the speaker and then house chairperson, we had no referrals from there. We just list our stakeholders, and then we list the briefings that we had during the year, the public hearings, and we give the oversight of the legislation and the progress. Bearing in mind, this is the progress for the year under review. It's not the current progress. So at the end of this year, the NLTA would not have been completed, but when we do our new annual report for 2022-2023, we can say that one is completed. Civil aviation, transport appeal tribunal, national road traffic amendment, and then challenges emerging from the processing of the legislation. We just indicated here that the scheduling of the marine bills fell a little bit late and the impact on our program due to the local government elections. And then the content-related challenges, we also indicate the information or the processing of that. Oversight trips, there was none. Study tours, none. International agreements are listed. Statutory appointments, none. Obligations conferred, that is our BRRR, we'll have those. Summary of outstanding issues. Then we see those. Also the BRRR resolutions. Then petitions process, we indicate the petitions. Interventions, there were none. Those matters referred to. Recommendations. These were also in our previous annual report and they do still remain valid. It's similar to the ones I've already read out that I listed above. The strategic plan will be attached, master attendance list is attached, and we don't really have a financial statement specific for the committee that goes towards the section's budget, Chair. So that is a quick run through of the committee's annual report.
Thank you, Advocate. Honorable Chris Unsinger.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can I propose that we accept this primarily report or the sort of first stage of a ultimate report? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Honorable Onsinga. Any Honorable Lawrence McDonald?
Chairperson, I second the adoption of the report at this stage. Thank you, Chairperson.
Any other different view? EFF? Honorable Makosini?
Mr. Boche.
Wow. Oh, thank you. Support, support. Honorable Ramato?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I just want to, I want clarity, in fact, that we, is this a first stage wherein if there are things that are not included, we can add?
This is a preliminary report, as I get it, Honorable Ramato. Yes.
Okay, I'm covered. Because there are some other things that I know that we discuss, but they're not here. So I wanted just to know if we can just add going forward. Thank you.
Advocate, Nell?
Chair, yes, the report is an overview of the work done for 2021 to 2022. It's just so that we can feed that information into the legacy report that the committee will be working on in December or November, December next year, just before recess. That report will be a far more expansive report, and that is where we can get into a bit more detail if members request to be more detail orientated there. If members also feel that maybe there was aspects that was discussed that we couldn't finalize in processing, that is then also where we do the recommendation that the next parliamentary cycle should seek to focus more on that, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Makosini, I see your hand up. Is it a legacy hand? Okay. Can we quickly then deal with the minutes of the 16th of September? Honorable members, if there's anything that members have seen and towards, members are free to raise as a correction. Otherwise, we can move for adoption of the minutes of the 16th. Let me see your hand. Hands. Honorable McDonald?
Chairperson, thank you. I've read the minutes, Chairperson, and I move for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you, Chairperson.
Any seconder? Any seconder of the minutes?
Seconded by my, thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Pete May. Let's go to the minutes of the 20th of this of September. Let me see hands. Honorable McDonald.
Well, Chairperson, I've also read those and I also move for the adoption, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you. Any seconder? Honorable Ramato.
Chairperson, good morning.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. Members are tired. They want to go to, go on recess.
Chair, just one thing, please. The minutes of the 16th is very important. Mr. May was not in that meeting. And the committee adopted bills. We don't want the minutes to be contested, Chair. So if we can have a member that was actually in that meeting, it would assist. There were a number of apologies that day.
honorable members who are in this. Thanks, honorable Pete May, for being active. Honorable members who were in that meeting, please assist.
Chairperson, it seems like load shedding is dealing with every other members today.
Yeah, but I see Honorable Ketama Bala is still here. Mondays?
Yeah.
What are you saying, sir?
Seconded, Chair. I was there. I don't know.
That's the issue. Valerie?
Chair, Mr. Sithole was definitely in that meeting. Mr. Bilankulu was there. Mr. Chabangu was there. And Mr. Ramadwa.
Yes, Honorable Sole has since seconded. Can we then quickly end up by the summary that was given by Honorable Wonsinger and a request at the end? Honorable Nsinga?
Chairperson?
Yes, could you quickly summarize what you have said earlier on so that I don't misrepresent you?
Chairperson, right at the beginning of this meeting, I requested this portfolio committee through you, Chair, to consider how to deal with the information which I received upon which I released a media statement. The information received alluded to a assumed ICAO, International Civil Aviation Organization, routine aviation inspection that took place assumably in August. And following this inspection, a report has been generated, and in this report it is made mention of significant security concern findings with regards to this aviation inspection, and it raised concern because apparently this report is in the hands of four people, including the minister and the deputy minister, and that for some reason the report is not shared. It is not shared with the staff of the Civil Aviation Authority, and neither with public in general, which raise additional concerns. So firstly, Chairperson, we must establish whether this is in fact true, that there has been a aviation inspection, whether such a report has been issued, whether in this report a significant security concern findings has been mentioned, and the reasons, if so, whether and why this report is not shared immediately, and what the reasons might be for withholding this report since August. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, I think the request is in line with what we are doing as a committee. There is a proposal, although this matter is not on the agenda, but I think it's a matter that we should deal with. But we must raise that point so that we are fully understood. Any other hand that supports that we should make some inquiries about the ICAO report that has been there since August is in the hands of some few people and is not shared. First of all, let's find whether that is true or not. And if it is, why is it not shared? Are we having a support for that matter? Let me see hands. I know people like to say I did not see their hands. Honorable McDonald, followed by Honorable Ketama Bala and Honorable Ramatwa. Those are the only three hands. Nobody should assist me beyond that point. Let's go.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me say thank you and for the contribution of Honorable Hansinger in this regard. Chairperson, aviation safety is paramount in ensuring the safety of passengers, because when an airplane falls out of the sky, it's 184 people that will lose their lives. And hence people are very iffy when it comes to the safety of aviation worldwide. So if there was a report, Chairperson, such a report, and we can establish that there was such a report, I think it's highly irresponsible for the department and the minister not to have tabled that report in this portfolio committee. And we should strongly send a strongly worded letter to the department if such a report existed and it was never tabled to this committee, Chairperson. Otherwise, I'm in support. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, and thank you to Honorable Hansinger for letting us know about this. But I didn't hear, did he say he issued a statement? That need to be clarified, because if he issued the statement, what the statement was about? Because if you can understand that, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Okay. The Honorable Ramadwa.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I also like to join those who are appreciating what Honorable Hunsinger has done for raising this issue. But my suggestion is that let us write to them and we meet them, we have a meeting with them. We'll establish whether it's the report is true or not, and why didn't they share this report with us? Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Pitmay, I saw your hand up and down.
Thank you, Chairperson. I support Mr. Hansinger. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Honorable Hunsinger.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I think there's just one point of clarity, that of Honorable Keta Mabala. The media statement which I released was done last week, and it expressed the same sentiments as what I shared in this portfolio committee, namely that information was received of a investigation that was assumed to have been conducted in August, and that it is highly concerning that if such a inspection was conducted by the International Civil Aviation Authority, that the report following this investigation, which contained significant security concern findings, that this report, which is now in the hands of four people, is not shared. And particularly withheld from staff and officials of the South African Civil Aviation Authority, although the CEO is alleged also to have a copy. So it is alleged that apart from the minister, the deputy minister, the CEO of the South African Civil Aviation Authority, Dr. Poppy Khoza, as well as the current acting DG of the Department of Transport, that each of them have a copy, but for some reason that this very concerning report is withheld. That was basically the gist of the media statement. I obviously then also alluded to the consequences of such a report and also of the practice of withholding such valuable information and the possible implications, including diplomatic consequences, if all these allegations are then found to be true. I thought it would be most valuable to bring this to the portfolio committee, so that we as a portfolio committee might drive this forward, since we have the oversight responsibility in a combined manner, and that we carry equal responsibility as public representatives. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Unsinger. I think this then brings this matter to this agenda for the day. In conclusion, let's not write a very hot letter, because we are in a process of investigating the allegations that must still be verified. And once we are beyond that process, we can then say what we want to say, depending on whether the allegations are true or not. But I think I hear everybody saying, those who have spoken, indeed, let's investigate whether there are those reports that are withheld. If they are there, then we'll take it forward and find explanation why was that report held away from us as a committee and the public. Thank you very much, honorable members. We are tabling two reports in the House, and I know that sometimes when we table reports, we point at each other as parties. But I want to say to this meeting that I really want to appreciate the way we have been conducting ourselves as a portfolio committee in dealing with issues and in processing what we need to process as legislation and everything. I hope when we take a platform, before we can hoy at each other as different parties, we'll also remember that party that we are a family that will come back and deal with issues as we see them. And having a chance, I want to come and drink tea with all of these members who belong to different parties right in their home to show that as a chairperson, I am a father of all of these members equally. I hope that will be taken kind by all of us. Otherwise, thank you very much for the beautiful session today on the 27th of September. Please remind Honorable Mabena that he always says, Chairperson, we meet in the House, and thank you very much. You are liberated. Thank you.
This declaration of love in war.
No, Chair, we'll meet in the House.
Thank you. The House is adjourned. Thank you, Honorable Members.